It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. Well, it may seem like an impossible order sometimes, one fast, nutritious meal for a family that's easy to clean up, but it doesn't have to be impossible. We get tips and one-pan recipes from Carla Snyder, a cookbook author, freelance food writer, and blogger. Her latest book is One Pan Whole Family, More Than 70 Complete Weeknight Meals. Welcome to the show, Carla.
Thanks for having me.
So what was your goal in creating this a book like this that's tailored specifically to feeding a family?
My goal was to help people get dinner on the table. I'm a mother of three, grandmother of four, and I just knew that my kids were having such a hard time getting home from work, getting a nice, you know, healthy meal on the table. And if they were having trouble, so are a whole lot of other people. And so, you know, that's pretty much why.
So what do we need to keep in mind when we get into the kitchen? How can we prepare and cook efficiently?
Well, I think one of the most important things is to be prepared, you know, to be sure that you just pull out all of your ingredients that you're going to use and have them sitting there on the counter so that you can cook a little with a little bit more proficiency. And the other thing is to read the recipe all the way through before you start. That's always a good step because then you kind of know if you're missing an ingredient and you're going to have a panic moment right in the middle of it. And use easy-to-use things, some quick things, some convenience items. Just throw a few in. Cook with some as much fresh as you can, but then use something like par-cooked brown rice, spice blends, things like that that'll save you time.
But that reading the recipe all the way through, you don't want to have any kind of gotcha moments there where, oh, shoot, I should have had this ready. It can get really frustrating sometimes if you make that mistake.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that's a big reason why a lot of people don't like to cook, you know, because it gets stressful. So any way that you can eliminate the stress, you know, as much as you can. Plus, I like to kind of get things started. Like I watch my grandkids 2 days a week. So I make dinner for them to take home when they pick up the kids. So I'm still cooking for everybody in a couple of days a week. And I start when the 1.5-year-old is in bed, and I start getting a few things pulled together. And that really helps, too, whether you have to do that in the morning before you head for work or the night before, just kind of get a little bit of a lay of the land. And that really helps then when you have to, you know, hit the ground running.
You've shared one recipe with us that I think speaks to the kid in all of us. It's a mac and cheese dish. Tell us about the idea behind the development of cheesy mac with spinach and ham.
Well, you know, everybody likes macaroni and cheese, right? And I wanted to make one that was all homemade, you know, with all fresh, you know, good, wholesome ingredients, but where you didn't have to cook the macaroni separately. And I just really like this because we're going to use something like, chicken broth or something like that to actually cook the macaroni in all in one pan. Like you don't have to make the cheese sauce, boil the macaroni in another pan, and then combine them, which kind of like, I don't know, it just makes more than one dirty pan, which I find unacceptable for dinner. And I wanted to throw some spinach in there, too, because with all that cheese, like, the kids aren't even going to notice that there's, you know, they're not going to notice the taste. They will notice the color. And then a little bit of ham, just kind of beef it up, right?
Right. And so if you're hungry, if your family's extra hungry, is something that we can pair with this to give them a little extra boost?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and all the recipes have a little extra hungry kids. Little tip. And for this, you know, I say add a side of microwaved frozen peas or green beans on the side. Let's get some more vegetables in those kids.
Vegetables are good, although I remember my mother telling me, eat your carrots, it'll put color in your cheeks. And I said, who wants orange cheeks?
That's exactly right.
And yet I'm still here. We had a fun time around the dinner table. It was finish your food. There are starving children in China, and my response was name two. My father was laughing too hard to administer the appropriate discipline. One thing that's fun that you suggest is beverage pairings for adults and for younger family members. What goes with cheesy mac and spinach and ham?
I think they might like a mocktail of carrot juice, pineapple juice, and sparkling water. Something that I do with my grandkids all the time, they love, we call it fizzy water. And so I always cut their juice with water.
Okay.
And so
some fizzy water and carrot juice and fruit juice. We have to get to a break here. Carla Snyder is a cookbook and author. Her latest book is One Pan Whole Family, more than 70 complete weeknight meals. What's your go-to one-pan meal? Let us know. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm John Munson. Carla Snyder is a cookbook author. Her latest book is One Pan Whole Family, more than 70 complete weeknight meals. Okay, Carla, let's turn to another meal you've suggested, which really zeroes in on a love of Italian cuisine. What was your goal in creating Tuscan chicken with sun-dried tomatoes and mushrooms?
I was trying to get something that would be a little bit more appealing to adults, perhaps, but would still be palatable to children. And one of the things that I do in this book is to give you options, you know, things that you can add or remove. If you know your kids aren't going to eat the sun-dried tomatoes, add them after you serve the children. Little things like that, but mostly just wanting to make something really delicious for a cold weather evening, you know? Beans are so good.
Well, it sounds delicious. What all is in it?
Well, you've got, you know, an onion that you've sauteed up with a carrot and a little bit of celery and some mushrooms and garlic. So you've got a really great flavor base going there. And then you're just going to add a little bit of white wine or chicken broth and some chicken breast, cannellini beans and a little bit of diced sun-dried tomatoes and rosemary. And it just kind of makes a little stew. It's really quick. This dinner's ready in about 45 minutes start to finish.
You know, I did have breakfast, but my mouth is watering right now.
Yeah, it's so good.
Well, there are one of the things I meant to ask earlier, but I think this is a good place to bring it in. Talk about the tools that we should really have in the kitchen in order to be successful with the recipes in your book.
I think one of the most important things you can have in the kitchen is a decent sized cutting board and a good knife. I see most of my friends who are home cooks trying to cut up everything for dinner with a paring knife, and that just, you know, takes forever. So if you can find it within your budget to buy a decent 8-inch Santoku style knife, I think it makes cutting up vegetables ever so much easier. And then having a good 12-inch skillet, something good and heavy that can go right into the oven from the stovetop, is a wonderful tool. What else? A good peeler. I mean, there's such a variety of peelers out there, and I just got a really good one. It's so sharp, and it just always just cuts right in there and peels. Little things like that can really make a difference into whether you really feel like peeling that potato or whether you're just going to say, forget it.
Yeah, you really do need a good quality knife. If you're going to spend some extra money on one thing in your kitchen, I certainly would recommend a knife. That the first really good knife my mother gave me really made a big difference in the way I cooked. This isn't your first work that's celebrating the art of cooking with one pan. Why do you think there's something so appealing about using just one thing to make a really delicious meal?
Well, I think, you know, I love to cook, but I hate to clean up. So I think, well, just imagine how much people who don't really enjoy cooking hate to clean up. I mean, you know, at least I kind of enjoy the process. So I'm trying to make it easier and just streamline the process so that you don't have a sink full of dirty dishes. Just one pan cleanup, just, I know it's really made a difference in my life. And just makes things move through, you know, when you're done eating, then you have to clean up. I hate that, you know, so this makes it faster. I can clean up in 5 minutes.
So what would you say to encourage someone who gets home after a hard day at work and just looks at this task of preparing a meal as kind of like, oh, gosh, this is just the last straw. I'm calling for takeout. What would you say to them to encourage them to actually put in a little bit to get something on the table that you've made yourself?
I'd say, you know, always have certain things in your refrigerator and in your pantry. Always have onions, carrots, and celery. Parsley is great to have as well because it really adds a flavor boost to just about anything that you add it to. And then have some things like canned tomatoes, canned beans, and then, you know, and pasta, you know, and rice, and maybe some farro, things like that. If you always have stuff like that and you have some chicken breasts in the freezer, you know, maybe some bacon in the drawer in your refrigerator, you know, just some things around like that, you can pull some kind of dinner together at the last minute.
Ah, and that is often when we do it. Carla Snyder is a cookbook author, freelance food writer, and blogger. Her latest book is One Pan Whole Family, More Than 70 Complete Weeknight Meals. Thank you so much, Carla, for joining me this morning.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
This is the Morning Show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.